O Lord, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. A few years ago, a friend of mine asked me to play guitar for her wedding. I was pretty excited and honored, but I hadn't played in quite a while. So I dug it out and dusted it off and retuned it and started practicing. And I discovered something. Something that probably any of you who play a stringed instrument know. That playing guitar can be very painful. You have to slide your fingers on those strings and press them down in the frets. And it doesn't take long before it starts to hurt. I think that first day I was only able to play for maybe about 20 minutes before I had to stop. So how do professionals and people who play stringed instruments all the time do this? How do they play and practice for hours and hours a day? Well, as you probably know, they develop calluses. Calluses on their fingers. Calluses that deaden their fingers, harden the skin, so that they can endure those long practice sessions without pain and without damaging their body. Calluses are an amazing thing that God has created as part of our bodies, that we develop them any place on our body where we are constantly being beat on or facing abrasion. If you've ever shaken hands with someone who does a lot of manual labor, like a mechanic or anyone who does construction, you know what I'm talking about. Their hands are very rough and hard. Calluses are an amazing blessing. It's our body's defense mechanism against pain. And this is also something that can happen to our hearts as well. But in that sense, it's not such a good thing. We read in Ephesians 4, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity." Just as calluses develop on our fingers and on our hands, they also develop on our heart. When we look around at non-Christian friends and people out in the world, it seems like they're having such a great time. People are constantly posting videos of living it up and partying and not having a care in the world. They seem to be able to just hop from one fun thing to another without worry. They don't seem bothered by any kind of guilt over their actions. They've developed calluses. As he said, they have hardness of their heart. Their conscience has been deadened. But what about us? Do we develop calluses on our hearts as well? Have we lost our sensitivity to certain sins in our lives? Do we even notice when people take the name of the Lord in vain? Oh my, whatever. Do we take note of how many videos, movies, or music we listen to have bad lyrics or promote things that are not according to God's word? Do we say, "Oh, it's fine, I'm just listening to it," or "I'm just watching the video. It's not really impacting me." When we hear parents and older people complain or lament about the state of the world these days, do we think, "Oh, they're just old, they don't know how the world really works"? Well, unfortunately, sometimes older people are right. Yes, the world does work that way, but that doesn't mean that it's okay to go ahead and listen to it and participate in those things. It's enduring those things again and again, we develop calluses. We develop that callousness of our heart. We become desensitized. And that is a very dangerous thing for us. When we fail to notice the sin all around us. When we no longer take note of the sin in our own lives. This is very dangerous for our souls. Because if we don't notice the sin in our lives, we no longer feel our need for a Savior. Psalm 1 warns us about this progression that can happen when we are spending time among unbelievers. Psalm 1, he begins, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." It's a progression there. First, the person takes note of it as they're walking by. Then, the person stops and stands with those people. And eventually, sits down and joins in. We need to continue to recognize this sin. Point it out in our own lives. Remain sensitive to it. In 1 John 1, he says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Thank God he knows our hearts. He knows this about us. He knows our sinful nature. He sent his Son to become human, to be tempted just as we are, yet without sin. And that's why John goes on to say, yes, if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's why every Sunday, every worship service, we have a confession of sins. We do sin, and we dare not become callous to it. But along with confessing our sins, we also receive absolution, or the forgiveness of those sins. As we celebrated this past weekend, our Savior suffered the very pain of hell, all the punishment for that sin. He felt that punishment. He wasn't callous to it. He knows what it's like to be forsaken by God. And because of that, we don't have to go through that. Good Friday and the suffering our Savior went through is an excellent reminder of how serious sin is. As a hymn writer wrote, "You who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great, here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate." The cross reminds us of how serious sin is and how seriously God takes it. But it also reminds us how seriously God took our needs. His sensitivity to our sin and the fact that we needed saving. His resurrection is the spectacular conclusion to his plan, assuring us that we too shall rise with our Savior. I started off by reading those words from Paul from Ephesians 4. "They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity." But Paul goes on and he says, "But that is not the way you learned Christ. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." Remaining sensitive to that, to our sin in our lives is part of that new life. Today, you're going to be doing some manual labor. Some of you may wish you had calluses on your hands. I don't know if there's still a lot of raking to be done, but inevitably, a number of people would show me their blisters after they got done with today. You might feel some pain. You might wish you had calluses. Calluses are a great blessing from God, so you can practice guitar or rake the lawn for long hours without feeling that pain. But feeling that pain is a reminder that may God grant that our hearts do not become calloused, that we remain sensitive to the sin in our lives, and so remain sensitive and looking forward to our Savior. Amen. We'll sing of this this morning in the words of hymn 153, verses 3 and 4. Hymn 153, verses 3 and 4.